ओम शांति। वेलकम टू दिस सेशन ऑन एंसेस्टर्स। सो दिस इज इन कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ द प्रीवियस सेशन दैट वी हैड फ्यू डेज अगो। सो टुडे वी विल बी नोइंग अबाउट फ्यू ऑफ आवर दादीज, because we always have the limitation of time. So to know all but all the dadis at once is not so possible. So today we will know about few dadis. Just now we listened to Prakashmani Dadi about the experiences of how Baba left his corporeal coil. And you know, Dadi Prakashmani, the meaning of Prakashmani is the jewel of light. All these names, you know, was given by Avyakt Bab Dada. A trans messenger one day brought all the different names, alaukik names for all the Dadis. So Dadi got this name Prakashmani. Her laukik name was Rama. And one more name that Dadi was usually called by was Dadi Kumarka. And in Sakar Bhava was always calling her as Kumarka, Dadi of all the Kumars. You know, she was so powerful and so pakka in her purity, so always gave the feeling that she is a Kumar, like, you know. So that's why Baba called her Kumarka. And Dadi, since her childhood, she was a devotee of Shri Krishna, and she used to pray to Shri Krishna every day. And her father and mother, the parents were very religious, and the father was a follower of a saint called Gangeshwarananji. And that saint had told her father that this daughter of yours will become true Meera, she will not get married. And so Dadi's father knew that she is like a saint and she won't get married. So one day Dadi, you know, she says that she got in her dreams, she was sleeping, and in her dreams she saw Shri Krishna in the garden, in some beautiful scenes, and then behind she saw an angel. It was Brahma Baba, but she couldn't recognize. An old man, like an angel. She couldn't recognize him. And then she says that she never narrated about her dream. She never shared her dream with anyone, with her mother or with her parents or any family members, because she was told that if she gets some experiences, divine experiences, or divine dream, you should not share, because you know the momentum of that, you know, just fizzles out. So then after a few days, you know, there was this Om Mandali thing happening and all the spiritual gathering was happening, and one of her friends, she invited Dadi to go for this spiritual gathering, and her father also knew about this spiritual gathering happening, and Dada Lekraj was conducting this spiritual gathering, and the father also asked her to go and visit because she had some holidays during that time. And so then Dadi went along with her friend to Baba's home, and the moment she saw Brahma Baba, she started to get that vision of Krishna, and also she remembered the dream that she had got. Oh, this is the same old man, So she recognized, and then instantly she got that experience, divine experiences, and then onwards she started to visit this spiritual gathering every day. So after some time, as she was visiting every day, one day in Baba's house was quite big in the marketplace. And once Dadi, along with her few friends, she was coming through the market, and Baba was looking at them from the first floor. And Dadi and her friends were wearing color clothes and some jewelry. And they entered Baba's house for that spiritual gathering. And Baba asked someone below to call them to the first floor. And all these sisters got so scared, why Baba is calling us? And then they went and met Baba. And Baba asked Dadi, do you want a Pitambar, the one who wears yellow dhoti, is called as Pitambar. You want Pitambar as your groom, or one who wears coat and pant as your groom, bridegroom? So then Dadi didn't understand what is the meaning of these. And then Baba said, okay, do you want a boy as your bridegroom, or do you want to get married to Krishna? Then Dadi said, Baba, I want to get married to Sri Krishna, but actually I'm already married to Krishna, because she loved Krishna since childhood, right? So then Baba said, if you want to marry Sri Krishna, then you can't be wearing all this jewelry and all this, color clothes. You have to be very simple. So since then, since that day onwards, Dadi renounced all the luxury and all the color clothes and jewelry and started to wear very plain clothes. Of course, since childhood she never had any attraction towards all this jewelry and all this superficial things. Dadi was very intelligent in her school. She used to always get first or second rank in her class, but never was attracted towards a cinema or going around, roaming around with the friends. So she was very studious. And in 1936, when she came to Om Mandali, she was 14 years of age. And every day she started to come, and gradually Mama and all others also started to come to Om Mandali. And Baba, then along with his family members, he went to Kashmir. And from there, every day Baba used to write letters to one day to one Dadi, another day to another Dadi, giving directions of how to open a boarding school, so that by the time I come back from Kashmir, the boarding school should be ready. So how to purchase the benches and everything, everything was, Baba used to give directions to Mama and the Dadi and Didi. So they were the few people who would take care of all these things. And once Baba came back, the boarding school was inaugurated during Diwali of 1937. And five sisters were made as teachers. And these teachers were 15 years old, and they used to teach the children of from 5 to 10 years. Students, there were around 50 students who were around 5 to 10 years of age. The teachers were 14, 15 years. And five, always Baba, in many of the Murlis, Baba mentions about five sparrows. Panchidiya. So these were the five teachers who took care of the boarding. And one was Prakashmani Dadi, another was Shantamani Dadi, Chandramani Dadi, Ridyapushpa Dadi, and the fifth was Gulzar Mohini Dadi. It isn't Gulzar Dadi, Gulzar Mohini Dadi was one more other Dadi who was also 14-15 years of age at that time. So these were the five teachers who took care of the boarding. And in the same year, Baba created a committee of eight sisters, four Kumaris and four mothers. And he surrendered all his wealth and everything to the committee. And in this committee, one of the members was Prakashmani Dadi. It was Mamma, Didi, Prakashmani Dadi and other Dadis also. The mothers were also there. So committee of eight sisters was created and everything was dedicated to. And if you want the names, I can tell you the names of the eight sisters. Mamma, Manmohini Didi, Prakashmani Dadi, there's Rukmini Dadi who is Arjun Dada's mother, and Mama's aunt was there, Rupmati Dadi, and also Mahendra Dadi and Shantamani Dadi was also among this committee, and also she was one among, Shantamani Dadi also belonged to one of the five sparrows there. And also, you know, sometimes Baba used to be, you know, very jovial, very, you know, sometimes used to be very funny. And once Baba gave a matrimonial advertisement in the newspaper, putting the name of Prakashmani Dadi. You know, we want a bridegroom for this girl who is called as Rama. And she is very virtuous, very intelligent, you know, long list of her qualities, you know, her description. But how the groom, what type of groom she wants? She wants a groom like a Shri Krishna, full of all virtues, no smoking, no drinking, no non-veg thing. So such a perfect bridegroom she wants. And looking at the advertisement, Dadi got very furious and she ran to Baba and she told, Baba, what is it? Why have you given? I don't want to get married to any human being. Why have you given this matrimonial advertisement? And Baba laughed it away. Like, it's just, you know, the world should come to know how virtuous you are. And you know, we have such virtuous children here. And no one, you know, in this world is so virtuous to marry you. So the world should know about this, you know. So Baba used to be sometimes mischievous and do all these types of pranks. And of course, and after that, Dadi was always there with the yagya. And she was known for her leadership qualities. And Baba always made sure to keep Manmohini Didi and Prakashmani Dadi with Mama, so that he was very far-sighted. Baba was always far-sighted and always trained Didi and Dadi to be the next chiefs. So Baba always saw both of them in that way and kept both of them with Mama. And they both traveled along with Mama. Wherever Mama went, both of these people went along with Mama. And from Hyderabad, Karachi, they came to Mount Abu. And when Dadis were sent to different centers for service, Dadi, Prakashmani Dadi was sent to different other centers, and also Dadi went to Patna, one of the centers in Bihar, and she took care of the center there very well and flourished the service there. But later on, when the service of exhibition, you know, they started to print different pictures and did service through exhibition. So then this service started, Ramesh Bhai started to print those pictures and used to send to Baba for corrections. And then Dadi, Prakashmani Dadi was visiting Madhuban at that time, and Dadi started to correct, do the corrections for all these exhibition pictures. And then Ramesh Bhai told, okay, if Dadia has to do all the corrections to save time, why don't you send Dadi to Bombay so that we can save time and do all the printing there and Dadi can take care of the center there. So then Baba obliged this request and Dadi was sent to Bombay. And then different types of services happened in Bombay and Dadi started to take care of the center and in Gam Devi also. And then, you know, of course when Mama left body after that, it was this, Baba had it in his mind that who would be the next chief of the organization, Prakash Mani Dadi and Manmohini Didi. And then I think Baba got that feeling that he was about to leave the body. So then in November 1968, Baba invited Prakash Mani, the end of November, Prakash Mani Dadi came to Madhuban and Baba started to give Dadi training about the yagya, from where everything comes, you know, all about the store, about the legalities and everything. So Baba trained Dadi for the next 2 months, December, January. And then on 18th of January, you have heard how, you know, Baba left body and Dadi, Baba gave the hand, his hand to Dadi, Baba gave his hand to Dadi and willed everything as though he transferred all his powers to Dadi. And then Dadi was nominated as the chief of organization since then. But, you know, it was a great challenge for the whole Yagya at that time because everyone believed that Baba would be with us till the end. You know, it will have the all services will happen like this and Baba will be here with us till the end. But all of a sudden, Baba left body. And at that time, Manmohini Didi was sent to Allahabad when Baba was left body. And Prakash Mani Dadi was here. But before that, Manmohini Didi used to live in Madhuban for the most of the time. Of course, she used to take care of the centers in Delhi and the northern India. But most of the time, Didi stayed in Madhuban. But, you know, so all of a sudden, when Baba left body and Dadi was, Prakashmani Dadi was nominated as the head of the organization, all the Dadis who were equals, might be they were a big storm in their minds, because all of them were equal and among them one of the Dadis were placed in the place of Brahma Baba, right? So it was a big challenge for all the Dadis to accept it. But then because it was Baba Srimad and because of the dharana, that you know, the deep dharana that they had, the power of tapasya that they had, it was able for them to accept Dadi in the position of Brahma Baba. You know, all the Dadis accepted Prakashmani Dadi as the chief of the organization. It was difficult initially, but then all of them accepted Dadi as the chief of the organization. And also because of, you know, Dadi's qualities of including everyone in decision making. She won over each one's heart. So she was very efficient in that way. So that's the reason I think Baba chose her as the head of the organization. And since then, Dadi lived in Pandav Bhavan and took care of all the centers in India and abroad. And after that, you know, centers started to open not only in India but outside India also. So Dadi efficiently took care of all of that. And Dadi's qualities were like, she was, her decision was very accurate. because of her intellect. You know, intellect was very clear, very powerful. So even Baba believed in her decisions many times in Om Shanti Bhavan when they were meeting. When Baba, Avyakt Baba, used to meet many people personally, and some people would ask Baba, "Baba, this is a situation, so what should we do?" So they used to ask for a decision from Baba, Dada. So many times Baba used to tell them, consult Dadi. You know, Dadi will give you the decision. You know, because I think Baba also trusted Dadi to that extent, that God trusting anyone, you know, it's such a big thing, right? And Dadi also had that surrendered intellect, complete surrendered intellect. She never thought that she was the head of the organization. She always used to say, "I'm the puppet, you know. I'm just a puppet, and who's playing with the string? You know? Who's the puppet here? Is Baba." So Baba, Dadi always had that surrendered intellect. That's the reason I think she was very light. And at night she used to sleep well. She didn't worry about the yagya, but also she was concerned about each and everyone. Once I remember, you know, one of the remote centers in India, there was a sister who was taking care of the center, and she was quite, you know, elderly. Like, she was dedicated for maybe 15, 18 years. And all of a sudden, she decided to get married or, you know, go out of the center. That evening, Dadi's face was so, like, you know, so mature. She was so concerned, so full of worry. Her face showed. And at night, every day, we used to go to Prakashmani Dadi's room to say good night to Dadi. And that day, we were having a chit chat with Dadi, and Dadi, we asked, "Dadi, why are you so stressed out today?" It showed her on her face. So Dadi said, "See, the sister, she left the yagya. I feel that I'm responsible for it." You know, anyway, Dadi is sitting in Madhuban and that sister is in a remote place. But being the head of the organization, she felt that she was responsible. Might be there, like, you know, "I didn't take care of this sister very well, or I didn't understand her very well, or I didn't give sustenance properly to that sister." So she would feel responsible for each and everything in the yagya. So she never thought, okay, she never contacted me or anything. So no, Dadi felt concerned. So this is the sign of an effective leader. No? So, for any problem, they would say, "I am responsible." But for any good things, they always used to keep the team members ahead. So, this because of this person, this service has happened. So, Dadi was that, you know, such an effective and efficient leader. And Dadi was always, you know, merged in reading Murli. She used to read Murli at least 4 times in a day. Once at night before going to sleep, she used to read the main headings and, you know, slogan and blessings and the main thing before going to sleep. And the first thing before Amrit Vela, she used to read the second time. And the third time in Murli class. And again in the evening when having tea, after afternoon nap, in the evening when she used to have tea, she used to read for the 4th time. The same Murli, again and again, she used to read the same Murli. So that we can see how much love she had for Baba and Baba's knowledge. It is not that, you know, for so many years listening to the same Murli, you know, Sakar Murli, would repeat every 5 years. Right? So dadis never thought, okay, it's the same Murali, why to read? I have heard it, you know, 5 years ago and before that also. Dadis never thought about that. You know? So they had so much of love for Baba's Murali. It's not about just knowing, but it is about experiencing each and every word of that Murali. So Dadi had so much of love for the Murali. So after that, you know, the Gan Sarovar happened in 1995. Dadi had so much love for that this Gan Sarovar. She used to visit every day when the construction was happening. She used to, you know, see each and everything, go around, meet all the people who are working here. And of course, after that Shantivan happened, and then Dadi moved to Shantivan. And then on 25th of August 2007, Dadi left her mortal coil. And of course, you know, like, it was such a big thing for the Yajna. From 69 to 2007, Dadi took up the responsibility of the Yajna. She was the chief of the organization for 38 years. So longest, you know, chief of the organization. So she was such a... and she was a living inspiration. When Dadi used to come up on the stage, everyone used to feel the difference in the vibration. Even in Gan Sarovar, many conferences would happen. And Dadi, when she used to come up on the stage, you know, everyone would feel the difference in the vibration. Once I remember, there was a conference of some, you know, some administrators or someone happening, all non-BKs sitting, all the guests sitting in the hall, in Harmony Hall. And on that day, I don't know what, Dadi had a different level of inspiration. And Dadi told, okay, how many of you are ready to follow purity, celibacy? You know, like, and they were listening to Dadi's words. Many of them were so inspired, and many of them rose, you know, raised their hands. Okay, Dadi said, for 1 year, for 12 months, do that promise of observing purity. And, you know, you will get that strength. So many raised their hands. And Dadi said, next year, come again and tell me about, you know, what was your experience of observing purity. And out of them, 2-3 people came back the next year. And they shared their experiences about what was their experience of observing purity. So this was the power of Dadi, you know. We might hesitate, how can we tell about this purity to, you know, newcomers. But the power and authority, she had that authority, so everyone followed her. You know, that was a great inspiration that Dadi gave all of us. And this Dadi, Hridaya Pushpa Dadi, I always call her as my Dadi, because she lived in Bangalore and I'm from Bangalore, and I took a lot of sustenance from Dadi Hridaya Pushpa. Hridaya Pushpa Dadi is the Laukik elder sister of Chandramani Dadi, and her Laukik name was Tikkan. And Hridaya Pushpa Dadi's Laukik father was very wealthy, and he was in Saint Hyderabad at that time, and he was doing business in Saint Hyderabad and also Sri Lanka. He had three shops in Colombo and few shops in Saint Hyderabad. And Dadi, why this name was given, Tikkan? You know, since childhood, she was a devotee of Sri Krishna, and she used to get lost in love, Sri Krishna's love, even in the path of devotion. And her father gave her this name, Tikkad. The meaning of Tikkad is the one who is lost in their own thoughts. You know, Dadi used to get lost in her own thoughts, merged in love of Krishna. So then, since childhood, she never wanted to get married. You know, somehow she was, she had that aversion of marriage. But somehow, that's the norm of the society. During those days, every girl, she was supposed to get married. And as a norm, and she was also got married. She got married to one of the bridegroom there. But that person was, sick all the time, most of the time. And Dadi never had that relationship with her husband as a husband and wife, but she nursed him as a nurse. She took care of him as a nurse. But within 6 months of the marriage, that person left body. And she became a widow. And to become a widow at that time was a great thing. It was a great sorrow, because at that time widow was supposed to renounce all the jewelry and good clothes, was supposed to wear white clothes or bag dirty clothes, dirty black clothes, and not supposed to eat proper spicy food, very tasty food. She was supposed to just eat bland food, dry chapatis, and sit in a very secluded place and serve everyone like a servant, not supposed to visit or take part in any of the marriages or happy moments or happy gatherings. So because that widow was counted as a less advantage, less fortunate one. So that's why that widow was not supposed to take part in any of the ceremonies or any festivals. So that was the life. So she started to cry. 6 months before, I was a Kumari. After 6 months, I have become a widow. And widows were not supposed to remarry. Of course, men were allowed to remarry, but women were not allowed to remarry again. So the whole life is ahead. She was just 15 years old now. Like the whole life is ahead of her. So she has to live a life like a widow. So it was a great shock for the whole family also. So they all used to cry, the family members, and she also used to cry. And that was the time when Om Mantri started, and one of her friends, relatives, invited her for this spiritual gathering, and Dadi visited along with her sisters, Chandramani Dadi and a few sisters. She visited Baba on the first day when Hridaya Pushpa Dadi met Baba. Baba asked her, "Who are you?" Dadi said, "I'm a sad woman." And that was the introduction she gave Baba. "Who are you?" "I'm a sad woman." Then Baba gave her the introduction, knowledge of the soul, the qualities of the soul. And during that conversation, Dadi got the vision of the soul, beautiful experience of out-of-body experiences, and going to the subtle regions, experiencing that light. And in that experience, she stayed there for 2 hours. And she had that beautiful trance experience. And after 2 hours, she came down. And then Baba asked her, "Who are you now?" Then Dadi said, "I'm a happy soul." Within 2 hours, such a big transformation. Before 2 hours, she was saying, "I'm a sad woman." After 2 hours, she's saying, "I'm a happy soul." So that was the power of Baba. Right? So she went back happily and she started to share that experience with her mother, because mother was also sad, right? Because looking at the daddy. So then she started to give knowledge every day. Then daddy visited Baba's spiritual gathering and came back and gave this knowledge to the mother. And mother was very happy. So she allowed her daughters to go to Om Mandali. And then, one day, she told her mother, "Why don't you come to Baba's Om Mandali?" So she said, no, how I can come out of the house? Because she was very shy in the veil, in that she was supposed to put the veil and she was not supposed to meet another man, or all that restrictions was there. She was very shy. She said, "I can't come. I don't want to come." So then Dadi went and told Baba, "My mother is not coming to Om Mandali." So then Baba said, "Okay, I will come. She is my daughter. So let me go and visit her." So Baba came to Dadi's house and met Dadi's mother. And that mother was so overwhelmed, and she got visions of Sri Krishna. And then that day onwards, mother also started to visit Om Mandali, listen to Baba's Gyan. The whole family was visiting Om Mandali, except her father. And Dadi invited her father also. But father was very happy looking at their transformation. At least the vibrations of sorrow is not there. At home, everyone is happy, smiling, doing their own meditation. Vibrations are very good. Whenever they used to invite the father would say, no, you go. Because he used to, consume alcohol and non-vegetarian food, smoking. So he didn't want to leave all those bad habits. So she said, no, you go. He used to give permission to everyone. But one day, then there was, because all that anti-Om Mandali thing was happening, then Baba decided, okay, those who want to visit Om Mandali, they have to get a permission letter, either from their father or from their husbands. So now all this, the family, they had to take the permission of the father, permission letter. They came and asked the father, "Now we want a permission letter." The father refused. "I will not give you the permission letter. If you want to go that way, you can go. You can go, but I can't give you the permission letter in writing." Then they were like, they were confused what to do, what not to do. So then Dadi and all the sisters went to Baba and told, "My father is not writing the permission letter." Then Baba said, "Okay, tell him to come and visit me. Tell him that Baba wants to see you." Then Dadi went and told this to her father, that Baba wants to meet you. And the father said, Baba is want to meet me. He had a lot of respect for Baba. So when Baba has invited, he couldn't refuse. So he went and met Baba. Because they were of same age, so just Baba greeted him with love and everything. And then Baba said, "Okay, go and meet Mama now." Baba didn't give knowledge to her father. So he went and met Mama. The Mama started to give him the knowledge. So gave him the knowledge of how this body is our temple. When you offer some offering, bhog, in a temple, what do you offer? You offer fruits and milk, sattvic food you offer. You won't offer alcohol or non-vegetarian food. So Mama explained all this. So that body is your temple. The soul is the idol in the temple, deity in the temple. So Mama explained everything with great love. And he accepted every point of knowledge. And then he said, "Okay, Mama, from today onwards, I will not have anything. So this is my temple. I want to keep it very pure." So straight away, it was only, I think, 1 hour or 1.5 hours of chit-chat with Mama and Baba. After that, as he went home, back home, he had a small bar. he took away all his alcohol bottles and he started to throw away all his cigarettes and alcohol bottles and everything. And his brother came and he was getting angry. Why are you throwing away all such expensive liquor bottles? If you don't want to consume, let us consume. No, but let us enjoy it. So why are you throwing away? Then the father said, no, like, if I'm not using it, why should I give it to you? And it's a sinful act. So I don't want to give it to anyone. So he threw away everything. He emptied everything. And from that day onwards, he promised, so today onwards, I'll follow a pure, sattvic lifestyle. So since then, he started to visit Om Mandali and then he gave permission to the whole family, and he also gave permission to himself also, and then the whole family dedicated. So there were few families, just like Brahma Baba dedicated everything, surrendered all his wealth along with his family to the trust. So this was another family who surrendered everything along with the trust, along with their wealth and everything. So their parents and four children, the six of them out of, other four children, they didn't dedicate, but the four children got dedicated and they started to live in the yajna. So they were in Sindh, Hyderabad, and then Karachi. Ridya Pushpa Dadi's father was dedicating, Baba told, see, you will dedicate, but then lot of papers will come. Lot of test papers will come. Test paper of health, other issues, many papers will come. If you are ready to face all these test papers, then you dedicate. So, but this brother was very, strong. He said, okay, that's okay. So then he dedicated. But then after that, many papers came. His brother, who was a partner in his business, he, left body. So there was problem in his business. But then he didn't, worry about all those things. But he lived in the yajna. So Dadi also, Prabhudya Pushpa Dadi also came along with the family. And Dadi shares her experience. Once she was just doing, reading the Murli, sitting there and doing her some writing work. And some sister came and asked her to, make rotis. Dadi said, but I don't know how to make rotis, because she belonged to a very, wealthy family and she didn't know how to cook. There were many servants in her house. So Dadi said, I don't know to make rotis. So Baba heard, because Baba was also crossing by, and Baba heard her saying no. Baba said, whoever says no is a Nastic, is an atheist. So you should never, even if you don't know, you should start doing it, and then you will learn. So if you want to claim a high status in the golden age, you will have to do everything here. So Dadi, they started to do everything, even the small things. And once, during Sindh, Hyderabad, Karachi, in Karachi, they were doing tapasya the whole day, right? Baba used to give different programs for throughout the day. One day, Baba gave program to the whole group that each one of you, one by one, will go to Mama's room and talk to Mama about your efforts, what you are doing, and what else is needed for you to do. So one by one would go to Mama's room, talk to Mama, and what is it that they have to improve, in which field, in what aspect. So Mama used to tell them, and they used to. And Ridya Pushpa Dadi's turn came, and Ridya Pushpa Dadi went to Mama. And Mama and Ridya Pushpa Dadi were of same age. They were classmates. So Mama had lot of love and respect for Ridya Pushpa Dadi. So Mama started to say, no, you are jnani soul, yogi soul. Most of the time you spend your time in reading and writing. you're such a good yogi. You know, Mama started to praise Dadi. Dadi said, but Mama, okay, all the specialties are there, but tell me, what is the weakness that I'm having? So I want to pay attention to my weakness. So please tell me. So after few minutes, then Mama told, okay, you are good in the subject of knowledge and yoga, but you have to pay attention to karma yoga, karma seva, you know, karmana seva. So Dadi said, okay Mama, from today onwards I'll pay attention to this. So when she came out and told many Dadis that Mama has given me this advice to do service, so Dadis, many of different departments, told, okay, come to my department to do service. So the rota was put up, okay, from 9 to 10 Dadi will go to this department to do this service, 10 to 11, so all the roster was done. And then Dadi was given one task of whitewashing a room. During those days, they didn't have any servants or anyone to whitewash or wash or anything. So Dadi said, okay, I'll go and whitewash. And whitewash was like, it was not a distemper or a paint. It is like chuna. It's like, you know what you say in English, I don't know. It burns. If you touch it, it burns. You know, that type of a thing was there. So Dadi didn't know how to paint. So now, she didn't know we were supposed to paint through the brush, using a brush. So she put her hand, and as soon as she put her hand, she started to burn, right? But, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I have to do service. So with the hand, she started to, you know, do the painting. So immediately Dadi was passing by, and Dadi saw she's painting with her hands. And immediately she came and, you know, she washed her hands and, you know, blisters. There. And then Baba came to know about that, and Baba, with great love, did all the medication and band-aid and everything. And for the next few days, Baba himself fed Dadi, because, you know, she couldn't eat with her hands, right? So Baba fed Dadi breakfast, lunch and dinner. So such innocent, they didn't know how to work or how to do things. And so they were very innocent. And then when they came to Mount Abu after a few days, Baba started to send everyone to other centers. But, you know, everyone went on the invitation of their relatives, of their parents or relatives. But Dadi's parents were living in Madhuban itself, in the Yajna. So she didn't get any invitation from any relatives or any people. So she was living here. And one day, one saint visited from Siddhpur, in one of the places in Gujarat. He was visiting Mount Abu, and Baba told Hridayapushpa Dadi to, you know, give him knowledge. And Dadi gave him knowledge about soul, supreme soul and everything. And he was very impressed. And he said, Baba, please send any of the Dadis to do service in that Siddhpur. So Baba said, okay, this saint went and made some arrangement and then told Baba, please send any Dadis now. Then Baba said, okay, because Hridayapushpa Dadi had given knowledge to this person, he sent Hridayapushpa Dadi to that place. So when Dadi arrived there, this person welcomed her and took her to a room in a temple, left her there and went away. And he never came back for the next 3 days. And Dadi was sitting there. This is the first time she is coming out of the yajna. And she never knew what to do, you know, she didn't know anything in the world. So she was sitting there and looking here and there and doing meditation, remembering Baba. Whatever little she had with her, she had carried for travel, she ate that. And she sat there in the room. After 3 days, this person comes back and sees Dadi sitting there meditating. And Dadi never had waste thoughts. Why, what happened? Why this person didn't come? And why Baba has sent me like this? Baba knows. She never had any of the negative or waste thoughts. She was, you know, merged in Baba's remembrance, sitting there. And during that time, because she knew, it is Baba's responsibility. He has sent me. He will take care of it. During that time, one couple in Mehsana, nearby place, they got vision of Dadi. That my child is sitting there. Go to her. You will get the real introduction of God. So they came after that. You know, this when the saint also came, and after that same day, that couple also came and then took Dadi to their place. This is how Baba worked. You know, Dadis never had waste thoughts looking at the situation. And then service in Mehsana started. You know, many people started to come and take knowledge. And started a center there, and gradually, then service expanded in that place. Then, due to some reason, then Dadi was sent to Pune because her Laukik parents were staying there to take care of it. And Dadi did many services in many other places, in Ajmer, in Delhi, in other places. And then, after coming back to Madhuban, Dadi was visiting Madhuban at that time, and her Laukik sister, Dadi's Laukik sister, was visiting Madhuban, and she lived in Bangalore. And Baba said to Hriday Pushpa Dadi,
अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर
So then Dadi was sent to Bangalore for the first time, and then she stayed there not knowing language of South India. This Dadi just knew Sindhi and Hindi. In South India, in Bangalore, it's Kannada. Language is Kannada or English. If you know English, then you can survive there, even if you don't know Kannada. So, but Dadi didn't know either of the languages, but in spite of that, because Baba sent her, she went there and started to do service, just to go and sit in the gardens. And whoever used to come and visit her, she used to give knowledge. And then gradually people start to come, and then service happened. That was the first center in South India. So from there, other centers started, you know, all the sisters and brothers who came, then they started to open other centers. First, after Bangalore, the first center was, other center which was established was in Madras. Rosie Ben and their family opened up. And then from there, different other centers also started to open. And one beautiful experience of Karuna Bhai, you must be knowing Karuna Bhai, who is a multimedia chief of the organization, who lives in Shantivan. And he had done his engineering, and he had that, you know, that ego that I am a educated person. And he was just passing by the center. He saw a board, you know, Brahma Kumaris Ishwari Vishwavidyalaya. So he went inside. And because he knew only Kannada and English, and Dadi didn't know either of these languages. So now Dadi, looking at Karuna Bhai, you know, so she remembered all the words from Sakar Murli, like philanthropist and, you know, stone intellect, you know, all these words, remembered those, and, you know, like broken English. She started to give knowledge to Karuna Bhai. And Karuna Bhai was so impressed by Dadi's English. And Baba gradually taught her English also. It's not the language itself. It's a vibration. And Karuna Bhai shares his experience. I didn't know what philanthropist meant, you know, like. So gradually he also learned. And so that was a beautiful experience of the brothers and sisters who ever met Hridaya Pushpa Dadi. The meaning of Hridaya Pushpa is, like, Hridaya is heart. Pushpa is flower. One whose heart is like a flower. That means, you know, and Dadi's heart was like a flower. Like, she was a tapasvi. She would sit and get merged in Baba's love for hours together. You know, like, her face would be lit up, like, you know, merged in Baba's love, and her super sensuous. We could feel that she is enjoying the super sensuous joy thing. So that was, whenever we used to visit the center, meet Dadi, you know, that it's a beautiful experience. And especially during Thursdays, you know, we never used to miss the nectar. Each one would get nectar with long drishti from Dadi. And especially Raksha Bandhan, Rakhi days, Rakhi festival would be amazing. We had a very small Baba's room, and she used to put that gade, some beddings on the floor, and sit on the floor. Since morning, from 5 o'clock, she used to start tying Rakhi. And for each one, 3 minutes, She was to put tilak, rakhi, toli, blessing, everything Dadi herself would give to everyone. So each one would get such a long, powerful drishti. And that would be like really empowering experience every Raksha Bandhan. And after that, you know, when the services expanded in Bangalore, a retreat center was established outside Bangalore in 1984 to 86 that was constructed. And I remember in 1986, I was a Kumari, like, you know, I was around 16 years of age, and Dadi had kept a Kumari's Bhatti in that retreat center. There's a beautiful Shivling there, and that was the first Shivling museum that was established in the Yajna. Dadi would go to in trance, and Dadi got a vision of, okay, construct a Shivling museum here. Because in South India, there are many Shiv devotees. So that's the reason Baba gave her the vision like this, and beautiful museum in the shape of Shivling was constructed. And in 1986, I remember this Kumari's Bhatti. I was attending that Kumari's Bhatti. And Dadi was giving, every day of course, Dadi was giving classes and conducting meditation. One day, Dadi said, Dadi went in trance and Baba gave her the message that these Kumaris who are here, they are either studying or those who are working have bondage. That's why they are working. So Baba said, okay, have an engagement ceremony of these Kumaris so that these Kumaris who are studying, after their study, they will surrender to Baba. And those sisters, those Kumaris who are working, after the bondage is over, like, they will dedicate. So it's like a stamp. So Dadi asked everyone, who is ready to sit in this engagement ceremony? They can raise your hands. So I raised my hand. I want to get engaged to Baba. So because each Kumari there in that bhatti had such a beautiful, deep experiences. And that's it. I want to give my life to Baba. So I also had that beautiful experience in that bhatti. So that was the time when I decided, yes, I want to give my life to Baba. I want to surrender to Baba. Yes, of course, after my education, I was in my 11th standard there, 11th class. So the engagement ceremony was done. The stamp was like, and it was like a stamp that I belong to Baba now. So after that, of course, you know, the other story. But then, yeah, it was not long classes that Dadi used to give. It was, you know, deep experiences of meditation, her drishti, her, you know, every act of hers was so divine that really attracted everyone. So after that, yes. Then in on July 15th, 1995, Dadi left body in Bangalore itself. In 1992, I came to Madhuban, and in 1995, Dadi left body in Bangalore. Yeah. So that was a beautiful time with Dadi. And Chandramani Dadi is the Laukik younger sister of Hridya Pushpa Dadi. And of course, along with the family, Chandramani Dadi also came to the Yajna with Hridya Pushpa Dadi and the family. And yeah, you heard the whole story, how they came. And when the boarding was established, Chandramani Dadi was one of the teachers. And you can see the picture, Dadi standing there, right? In that boarding, yeah, there. So that's Dadi Chandramani. She was one of the teachers taking care of the boarding school. Yeah, and you can see how dadis sometimes, and Baba used to decorate them like Lakshmi to get that feeling that they are about to become deities. And Dadi also was, very, of course, she belonged to a very religious family. That's why she was also very religious since childhood. And Dadi was called as the Lioness of Punjab. That was the title given by Baba. Because she was very strong, very powerful, very courageous. That's why Baba used to call her as a Lioness of Punjab. Her Laukik name was Motil, but when she came to Baba, Baba always used to call her as Moti. Moti is pearl. And Chandramani is the jewel of moon. Because she was very cool, very silent. She has that quality of the moon. So she was called as Chandramani. Moti, pearl is also connected to the moon, right? So she was very silent and very powerful within. And her speciality was training the Kumaris, because she took training from Mama. She used to live in the same building as Mama, in the same room as Mama, with Mama. So she took training from Mama, and after Mama left body, Chandramani Dadi gave training to all the Kumaris. She was a specialist in giving training to the Kumaris. And whenever Dadi would, Dadi would always tell that I never want to create subjects. I want to create kings. Dadi never thought of creating subjects. So she used to give the training to Kumaris in that way, the creating kings, that way. And Baba used to call her Hanuman. Why Hanuman? Because those sisters who were in bondage, they were not allowed to come to Baba's Om Mandali gathering. So Baba used to ask her to deliver the murlis to all these sisters who are in bondage. So she used to go in disguise, because she can't go how she is. The family members wouldn't allow her to go, right? So she used to dress up in different ways, like a fruit vendor or a vegetable vendor, or in different ways. She used to dress herself up, and she used to visit different sisters' places, and she used to somehow, deliver the letters. She was so powerful. That's why Baba used to call her Hanuman also. And once in Karachi, because there was anti Om Mandali, all that thing was happening, Sadhu Vaswani was a popular saint at that time, Sindhi saint at that time. So Baba said, ask Chandramani Dadi and few other sisters to go visit this Sadhu Vaswani and explain about this knowledge, and gave a gramophone. During those days, they didn't have this pen drive and all this, right? They used to listen to the songs on a gramophone disc. And so Baba filled some songs and some murli versions in that gramophone disc and gave it to these sisters to take it to Sadhu Vaswani and narrate this knowledge to them. And these sisters, along with Chandramani Dadi, they gave knowledge to this brother, and he was very much impressed the whatever work is happening. So he said, okay, I'll come and visit you, come take me, and he was ready to come along with these sisters to visit Baba. But his followers, they were so scared. If he goes, he will be impressed, and so they stood near the car. They didn't allow the car to move only. But he told all his followers, it's okay, I'll be back in 1 hour. I just want to go and see what's happening. I'll just be back in 1 hour. But they didn't allow him to go. So then he had to get down the vehicle. And then he was so brainwashed by his followers, then he went into this anti-Om Mandali. He revolted against Baba, and all the other stories happened at that time. So yes, after that, then when the Yajna came here, then Dadi Chandramani did service in many other centers in India. She was responsible to open many of the centers in Punjab, Haryana and all these places. And once there was a big problem in a place called Hapur in Uttar Pradesh. There, what happened was, this elderly mother, you know, in her 60s, 70s, her name was Raju Mata. Very elderly lady. She started to come to Baba's center there in Hapur, and she wanted to follow purity. And for this, then a problem created in her house. And then her husband told, okay, you can't stay in my house, you go away. She came to Delhi, she started to live in the center. And because of that, a lot of hangama, a lot of problem created in that place called Hapur. Her husband, you know, brought together many of the eminent people and started to revolt against Brahma Kumaris. And a lot of people, you know, they started to throw stones, and, you know, many people started to create problems to the center. So now what to do? Baba sent Chandramani Dadi to that center to control that. So then Dadi went there and talked to all those people, but they were so much against Brahma Kumaris. So the owner of that place, of the center, he wanted the Brahma Kumaris to go away. So then they took a new center. But, you know, all these anti-people, they never wanted them to go to the new place. They made a plan, okay, we will send a truck for them to vacate the place, and we will tell them, okay, we will help you to move your things to the new center, but we will not take them to the new center, but we will take them to Delhi. So that way we will, you know, chase them away from this place, we'll send them to Delhi. But somehow Dadi came to know about this. She took the help of the government there, and the government were very cooperative. And she took the vehicle from the government, and all the luggage was put in that truck, and all the Dadis and few other BKs, they walked from the old center to the new center. While they walked from old center to the new center, all these anti-people, you know, they were screaming slogans, you know, against the Brahma Kumaris. But somehow, you know, all these Dadis, they went in yoga, in meditation. Baba's remembrance, they went to the new center, and but the new center was locked. Now what to do? Then Dadi took the help of the minister, of that local minister. Then everything was sorted. They talked to each other, the anti-people and the BKs. They had a meeting the next day, and everything else was sorted. And this mother, Raju Mata, she was brought in, and everything was cleared, because the anti-people thought this Raju Mata is some 16, 17 years old lady. That's why all this hangama, all this problem was created. Now, when they came to know this is an old lady of 70 years old, so then, you know, everything was sorted out, and, you know, everything. So it is on the basis of tapasya. You know, not only talking, but tapasya, their state of mind, you know, stage. So this all worked, and everything was sorted out. And that's why Baba gave her the name Lioness. And wherever the problem was there, Baba used to send Dadi Chandramani there. Yeah, of course, Dadi did service in many of the places. And then, when Manmohini Didi left body, so then Chandramani Dadi was asked to come and stay in Madhuban, in Pandav Bhavan. So when Dadi was asked to come and stay in Madhuban, in 1 second, Dadi left everything, because Dadi used to take care of the whole big area, Punjab, Haryana, Jammu Kashmir, UP. It's a large area in North India where Dadi used to take care of. But 1 second, when Prakashmani Dadi asked her to come and stay in Madhuban, so Dadi left everything, started to stay in Madhuban. But of course, Dadi used to visit these places and do service. But, you know, it's just saying Haji to Baba. Just, yes, Baba. Yes, Baba. Because I used to see Chandramani Dadi in Madhuban. When she used to stay in Madhuban, she used to stay, her room was in Indraprasth. Where Janki Dadi's room, next to her is Chandramani Dadi's room. Very small room. You know, like very, this area. Only one bed there, and one cupboard, and one table. That's it. Very small room. That she used to eat there, she used to sleep, and she used to meet people out. Very small room. And in Madhuban, she didn't have many responsibilities. Every day, Prakashmani Dadi used to read Murli. All the main, you know, work, you know, decisions and everything, Prakashmani Dadi used to take care of. Chandramani Dadi didn't have much responsibility in Madhuban. But in spite of that, because Baba has made her to sit there, it's just being there. But Dadi has always used to say, like, just being here is my seva. You know? Because back there in Punjab, Haryana, she had a lot of responsibilities, right? Taking care of the centers, students and all this. But here in Madhuban, Dadi used to say, it's okay. You know? But just being here is my seva. You know? So just so much of humility Dadi's had. You know, and of course, Chandramani Dadi was the joint chief of the organization after Manmohini Didi left body. But yeah, she stayed in Panda Bhavan, and then when Gyan Sarovar was constructed in 1995, then Baba gave her the responsibility of Gyan Sarovar. And since 1995 onwards, 95 January, Gyan Sarovar was inaugurated on 18th of January 95. And then since then, Dadi started to live here. Then, Dadi's cottage was not yet built. So, Chandramani Dadi used to live in Rajrishi Bhavan, the corner, last room there in a big hall, big room, the dormitory. She used to stay there. Two Dadis, Chandramani Dadi, in one room Chandramani Dadi, in another room Ratanmani Dadi used to stay there. And then, yes, so then after that, Dadi gave a lot of sustenance to Pandav in Gyan Sarovar, because when Gyan Sarovar was established, all of a sudden, you know, new recruitment happened. Right? In Pandav Bhavan, it happened from, you know, 1950, gradually people started to come and they got dedicated. But in Gyan Sarovar, all of a sudden new complex was constructed. Now we wanted hands. So all the people who came at that time, dedicated, were all youngsters, came from their Laukik home. No one had the experience of living at the center. Right? Even brothers and sisters, whoever was there, they came from the Laukik house. Either they were studying or doing their job. Majority of them were in 20s, like from 18 years of age to 25. All such youngsters were here. So just imagine what the energy would be at that time. The youngsters, fresh from the college, fresh from their education life. So the energy was completely different at that time. So it was Dadi, you know, sustained everyone with her spiritual energy and love. And if she used to see if anyone is missing during Amrit Vela or in Murli class, Dadi used to call them. And with great love, Dadi used to ask, are you okay? Is your health okay? I didn't see you during Amrit Vela. Do you need any help? So Dadi used to, you know, and because of, but Dadi called, so they used to feel very embarrassed, you know. So Dadi remembers me. And so they used to be very attentive, alert, and be present there during every Amrit Vela and Murli class. So but then all of a sudden, when Dadi was visiting Bangalore, Dadi left body on 11th of March, 1997. And all of a sudden, you know, she got heart attack, just like Subhash Bhai we heard. All of a sudden, he left body. So Chandramani Dadi was like, you know, she had some problem in her heart, in the chest. And by the time doctor came, she was gone. Like, it was a big shock for the whole yagya when Chandramani Dadi left body. Yeah, so then after that, Chandramani Dadi, Manohar Dadi was made the Manohar Dadi came to Gyan Sarovar and she took care of the responsibilities of Gyan Sarovar. Yeah, there are other Dadis also, but you know, if I start with other Dadis, it's like, at least I would need, should I continue or should I stop here? What would you suggest? Continue? Another day. Okay, another day they're saying. Okay, because it becomes too much. Too many stories altogether. Yes. Okay, sure. Okay? Because many stories, everything will be confused. Like, let us digest this much today. Okay? Yeah, we will meditate for 2 minutes. Then we will take up question answer. We will take up, do some chit chat.